all month long, this month of September, it's been Recovery Awareness Month, and we believe in recovery here. It's always been sort of a part of our ministry. We don't just support recovery when it's convenient or when it's popular. And I know it's not something that maybe everybody and every church gets involved in, but it's one of the things that we do because we know some of the greatest needs in the county where we are. And you heard me say last week, I really believe that if when a church closes, that everyone in the city should know it. And that I've always wanted us to always be a ministry that if anything were to ever happen and the ministry went belly up, that the community would be impacted. And I think we've succeeded in that, to where people all around know who we are, know all of the outreach that we do. And I'm grateful for that. Even we had a lady reach out this week from Adagio Health, and they're going to work with us to make sure that we can reach all groups of minorities in our county. And it was just a God, total God, divine connection that happened on Friday. And I'm just so grateful and amazed by how God continues to just work and bring connections and make things happen for His glory, and not to lift up the name of this ministry or my name or your name, but that the only name in lights would be Jesus Christ. And I'm grateful for that. And so we strive to do all that we do to impact and change lives daily. And so we've been doing that and been working hard and connecting with people from all walks of life and backgrounds. How many know the kingdom of God? And when we all get to heaven, it's not going to look just like one of us or a certain group. But I'm so thankful that it's going to be an amazing thing where we're all going to look different. Amen. And that it's we're going to come from all backgrounds of life. And so that's our goal. And that's so much of what we've done over the years with the ministry here. And so one of the areas of focus, as I said, has been recovery, and it's Recovery Awareness Month. And so we've taken this whole month to be able to, on Sundays, focus not just the word, to focus on recovery. And I said a few weeks ago that all of us are either recovering from something or trying to recover something in life. And that's really true. And so this month we've been sort of focusing on that and just bringing awareness to it and trying to put an emphasis to help people recover their life and get back things they've stolen and realize that they may have gotten off the path, but we're helping them to get back on. And so we've been working really hard with that. And so we're going to go into the word shortly, and I got a word to give you today I'm excited about, and I know that will bless you. But before we do, I've asked Jamie to share a little bit with us, and he's been with us for a while, over a year and a half, and works with the Monday night group that's here and does NA meetings. And I just wanted him to share a little bit of his story, his testimony, so to speak, of where he was and where he's going and what God has in store for him, because it's not over. How many of you know it's not over? Amen. Sometimes we feel that way. Sometimes people in certain situations and places feel like that it's over, but it's not over. And so I just want Jamie to come, and we're going to let you share, because if I keep going, I'll start preaching, and we can't do that yet. So come on, and would you just welcome him, help him feel comfortable today, because he's nervous.
My name is Jamie, and this is definitely, I say it's my least favorite part of recovery, but it's not necessarily my least favorite. It's the most uncomfortable part of it, because, like, I don't know where I'm going with it. I just ask that the Lord takes it and guides my words for a message of hope. Because, like, where I was to where I am today is a whole 180. Like, I turned everything around. And my brain and the devil will tell me that I'm inadequate. I don't belong. I'm not worthy. That I have no hope. I have no experience. I have no strength. But, like, that's not the case. Because Before I came to recovery, before I found the Lord, I was lost. I was in a dark place. And I thought I found myself. I thought I found a place of belonging in drugs. I no longer felt lost. I felt the emptiness disappear. And like, looking back now, to me, it felt like God wrapped his arms around me. And like, that's what I felt whenever I was out there. Come to find out, it was the devil wrapping me up, pulling me in closer, pulling me away from the world, pulling me away from myself, my family, and everything else in it. And I just look back and like, I really thought that I was gonna die using. I was okay with dying in act of addiction. I was okay with where I was, who I was, and where I wasn't going, because I never went anywhere. I never amounted to anything. It's because addiction stole all that from me. And my family kept praying and kept trying to help me find the Lord, recovery, a program, whatever you want to call it. They pushed and pushed, and I kept running. Because I'm good at running. Like, I'm really good at running away from things. I run away from myself. I run away from all my problems. I run away from people. I ran away from the Lord for a long time. And, I got clean at 28. I've been clean for 3 years now. And, crazy, because I was talking to somebody yesterday. Like, I was so lost that I would rent houses. I would con them into letting me stay there. I would not pay for anything, get all the utilities put in my name, stay there for a month or two, let everything get shut off, and do it all over again. Destroy the house, and I'd go to the next one. And then I go to a place of, I had no home. I lived in a hammock in the woods for quite some time because nobody wanted me around. Because addiction stole everything from me. I was a shellless, lifeless, soulless being of nothing. And it's like I couldn't stop. I didn't know how to stop using. I didn't know how to stop cheating, lying, stealing, manipulating, getting anything I ever wanted. Fit in a pipe, fit in a bottle, fit in a bag. And I masked everything with it. So at 28, I found, my aunt found me a place to go. A rehab. I went to this rehab and I stayed there for a little bit. I was there for like 10 days detoxing because they told me that I was probably not going to make it if I didn't detox for a long time, whatever. I stayed there and my roommate was like talking to me about God, and I didn't believe in God. I researched what was not. That's how lost I was. They were like, it's time for you to go home. And I threw a fit and told them I'm not ready to go home. I will leave here. I will get high, and I'm probably not going to make it. If I do make it, I'll be back in 30 days. And my roommate there was like, why don't you pray? And I was like, there's no God, blah, blah, blah. I'm not praying. And he's like, well, why don't you talk to your dad? Because I lost my dad whenever I was young. He committed suicide. And like this guy was like, why don't you talk to your dad and see what he wants for you? And I prayed. That was my start of praying, of prayer, of believing in something greater than myself, because I am not the end all be all. I thought I was. Come to find out, I am not. And like that's really where the journey started, because I had to start somewhere, and that was it. And then I come to Uniontown, and I found a church before here, up on the mountain, and I got baptized at 29 years old. The whole world flipped. Like, that's whenever I really made the changes into this new life. Like, someone once told me that I have two lives to live, one in active addiction and one in recovery. And today I choose to live in recovery. Like, today I choose the program, I choose the fellowship, I choose my God, I choose the Lord, Jesus Christ. Like, I choose these things because I don't ever want to go back to that person I used to be. Like he said it earlier, like I'm not where I want to be, but I'm nowhere near where I used to be, and I'm in a way better place, a way better person. I just think like how angry I used to be. I used to yell, scream. I couldn't have a normal, civilized conversation with anybody because I truly thought that the world was against me, everybody was out to get me, I was alone, nobody cared. I mean, my brain and the devil will still tell me these things, but I believe in God, and I believe that no matter what, He is with me. I believe that I'm no longer alone, and He puts these people in my life for a reason. He put me in the places that I'm at for a reason. I may have been done with myself, but He's never been done with me. And I don't know, I just think like I could tell you about all the materialistic things that I have, which are nothing because it's just on the outside, but I have an inner peace today. I can wake up and show up. Like something happened in my family last week and I could be there. I could show up and be present. I didn't have to run from it. I didn't have to hide from it. I didn't have to hide from them. Like I walked into the house. It was late. It was like midnight. I walked into the house and I didn't have to hide. I didn't have to run to the basement and hide. My mother didn't have to hide me from my father because I'm so messed up that he'll get so mad and kick me out of the house and they'll fight. Like I didn't have to worry about that. I went and I talked to her. The dogs were barking and like it was okay. Like they woke up. They saw me, had a conversation with me and went right back to sleep. My mother can sleep peacefully today. My mother does not have to worry about me dying today. It's inevitable, it's going to happen in time. Not my time, His time. But like, I don't have to make that process faster. And like, I can't express enough where recovery has brought me to or from. Like, all I think of, like, I couldn't stop using mass amounts of whatever it was. It doesn't matter, I want more. It doesn't matter, I don't want to feel the way I feel. Like I try to come up with a million excuses as why I don't want to do things. Like the devil will tell me not to come to church. And like, I want to lay in bed because Sundays are my day and I don't want to get up. Well, why can't I just go later? All these things, but I was taught to show up today. I was taught that it's not all about me. Like, there's a plan and a purpose for my life, and every day He shows me something different. Like, I'm where I belong. Whether I believe it all the time or not, like he shows me through people, through other things, like this is where I belong. Like I hear things, I see things. My eyes are open today. I have a clear heart, a clear mind. I can be open and honest about anything. Like, I don't have to lie about dumb things. Anything. I don't have to lie about anything. My life is an open book today. And I don't know. It's just crazy, like, where I was to where I am. Like, I think of, like, consistency a lot. Like, I show up consistently no matter what. I don't want to. My brain tells me not to. The devil tells me not to, but I'm still there. Amen. I'm still a part of. Amen. Like, I'm just trying to build a life worth living and find joy, not happiness. I don't want to be happy. I want to be joyful. Like, I don't know. It's like, I'm extremely nervous because I can't give enough praise to the Lord and the program, like, and the people that have been with me along the journey. Like, I've lost a lot of friends due to active addiction. I've lost family members to active addiction. Like, I was taught that if I keep doing the things that I was taught in the beginning, like, I stick to the basics, I never have to go back to the basics, and I can continue on this path. Some days I fall short, every day I fall short realistically. But I just never give up. I don't want to give up. And like, I know now that the Lord has been with me from the beginning. Whenever I turned my back on Him, whenever I didn't believe in Him, He still carried me on the nights that I was never supposed to make it home. The nights that I would drive so messed up and wake up to my mother punching me in the face, "You wrecked your car," and I would tell her, "No, someone stole my car." She would tell me, "You're bleeding, and it's you that was driving it." Those nights that I don't remember where I was or how I got to where I was at, He was there. He was carrying me through the moments that I couldn't carry myself. And He still does it today. Whenever I feel that I can't go on anymore, I hit my knees and I pray and I ask for His strength, His courage, His guidance, His wisdom. And I ask that He just takes me. Because I don't have that strength. I don't have the courage. I am weak-minded. I am very... the devil tells me I'm weak. The devil tells me I'll never make it. The devil tells me the devil tells me I'm going to die using. But God is bigger, God is greater, and I believe in Him more than I do the devil. That's where I'm at today. Thank you.